What up, On Deck? Because it's a brand new week of the On Deck TV podcast. Guess what? We are wrapping up our bracket. Since the Final Four is over, we will wrap ours up too and give you our label winners of the best label ever, On Deck style. That's what we're doing this week, man. Y'all go to realvillemedia.com and check out all of the shows. And when I say all of the shows,
he means Full Sport Press Podcast. That's with the homie J-Hove, Big Jeff, and High Weezy. Every Monday, you can get your sports fixed. This week, they talking biggest teammate beefs. Very dope episode, fellas. Just got through checking that out. Also, Fresh for Dummies podcast, me and the homie J-Hove, breaking down what you need to be rocking this spring 2018. Go get that on SoundCloud and everywhere else that you listen to podcasts. Also, shout out to the ladies room holding this down. They are on pregnancy vacay right now, chilling. It's a lot of concerned people wanting to know what's up with the ladies room. There's your answer. Shout out to Rizzo. Shout out Anne Marie. Invite me to that baby shower, too, so I can wear my Burberry shirt. And also, don't forget the Mashup podcast on all of the feeds. Three podcasts, one roof, On Deck TV, Fresh for Dummies, and Full Sport Press. Had a nice little mashup, man. Check that out if you haven't already. But in the meantime, let's get to this hip-hop shit. To do what the business is.
It is another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, Animal underscore Brown, if you're looking for me on social media.
And they're not. You still use underscores, so they ain't looking for you.
Everybody need at least one underscore in their Twitter name.
Well, that's funny. What up, though, man? Happy belated.
Absolutely, man.
Nice little birthday weekend for you.
Yeah, 25, never felt better.
45 feel, man. Try to get that in there before I got mine. And
25 never felt better.
How the 45 feel, man? You same age as Trump presidency.
Nah, ain't no way. I had a good time. Shout out to Detroit. They were good to me.
You went to the Pistons game?
Absolutely.
How was that?
Pistons, Lakers. I wanted to see the new arena. Wanted to give me a jersey.
You got a jersey?
Hell yeah. I needed the one.
You get a Blake Griffin?
Absolutely. BG23. Wow. Let's go, Blake.
And you hype, though.
Bring us a chip, Blake.
And you hype.
Shit.
About a Blake jersey.
I'm a jersey snob, so I needed the one with the sponsorship on it.
What
I needed
the authentic one joint. The city?
Nah, the one with the sponsor. You know, they got the sponsorships on their shit now. I needed that one. They only sell that out of the
out
stadium.
Of the arena. You got to go up there and get that. So you went to Detroit to get a jersey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Had a good time at the game. Met some really interesting people. Shout out to Detroit.
Shout out to my Detroit players and Gators.
Absolutely, man. What you have on deck?
Man, I went to the Ville.
Yep.
J-Ho flaked out on me twice.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's J-Ho for you.
Yep.
Grandma's birthday.
Hey, what date is that?
25th.
That's my mama's birthday. That's crazy.
Yeah, her and your mom got the same birthday.
That's crazy. Your grandma will forget my name every time she see me.
Tough.
I'm Charles most of the time.
Tough.
That's my dog.
Tough. Shout out grandma, though. She had a good time. Real funny story behind that. Keep it short. She didn't wear what the cuz and moms thought she should wear. You know when they try to dress you and stuff when you get a certain age. Grandma ain't going.
Yeah, nah.
She ain't going at all. So she came in where she wanted to come in.
As she should have.
They were mad. And I quote, grandma said, "You know what? Y'all can leave. This is my party. Peace." And walked off. Ultimate mic drop. That's my grandma though. That's my grandmama all day, every day on Sundays. Anybody that know her listening to this know that.
That's a fact. Shaking life.
But I had fun this weekend, man. Got to see the fam. Got to go to the Ville. Shout out all my people I got to run into there. Red Dot, new album, be out the 14th.
I see you, Red. Him.
Yeah, let's go.
I see you, boy. All right, man. Let's get to this rap shit.
What do we got going?
Fresh off of the Lloyd Banks retirement rumors, we now have another rapper claiming to be hanging up the mic soon.
So we got a recent more. We got somebody that's relevant doing it now?
Yeah, pretty much. Jeezy.
Oh, what?
That's your man's. Snowman tweeted out his album / retirement announcement. Let me tell you what he said. And I quote, "As the cold summer tour comes to an end, it was inspiring seeing my day one fans since my first album and Class TM 101 come out every night. Now Class is coming to an end. It's time for graduation. My last album and final class, TM 104. So obviously he's saying that the next album will be his last. Two questions. Mm-hmm. Number one, do we believe him? And two, if he does hang it up, what will his legacy be?
All right. First question, I commend Jeezy because I believe that he's going to be one of the few people that stands by their word and say, when I'm done with this, I'm through. Mm. I don't think 6-7 years from now that you'll hear a Jeezy album. So when we doing our syndicated radio show in the morning, 6 or 7 years from now, y'all bring this back if Jeezy got an album. I just don't think that's going to happen because more so than other people, he stood on that, I'm not a rapper, I'm this, I'm that.
That's true.
And I think it was true for him more so than anybody else. He was your favorite rapper's favorite rapper because he was able to take some authenticity of what he did and bring it to the mainstreams. Everybody was banging Jeezy when he came out. That's everybody okay. wanted some of that feel. Everybody wanted a little bit of the Jeezy, the snowman and stuff like that. So with that being said, I think Jeezy is the first one that will be able to walk away and say, I'm done with this. Now, he'll do features or stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'll drop. But I don't think after this 104 that we will see a project. And I'm glad. Because they were getting watered down.
Yeah, they was losing steam. Jeezy hasn't really switched up his style in the last few years. And the rap game is changing around him. And I don't think he's changing with it musically.
As he wouldn't, because he's not a rapper.
That's true. To the first question, do I think that this is factual? No, I don't. We've seen this literally 10 times from 10 different rappers as recent as last week with Lloyd Banks, dude. Rappers really don't ever retire. There's no age cap on rappers right now with Jay-Z doing it at 60.
True.
So I don't think he'll retire. I'm going to talk about his legacy. I think it's simple. He was a superstar artist for sure that never topped his first album. Mm. That is going to be the legacy for Jeezy. He had a very nice run, though. His introduction to the game was extraordinary. Two deals at the same damn time. One is a solo, one is a group. That's Def Jam and Bad Boy, respectively. Mm-hmm. Can't argue with that.
Right.
Only thing is, he didn't put anyone on, and his label didn't birth any stars. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to hurt his legacy at the
you
end
harsh
of the day.
On Jeezy, man.
I just said it.
You
what?
Harsh. You harsh.
He had a legendary intro.
Okay.
And his albums never, they didn't top the first one. Yeah, nobody would disagree with that.
But that's not his legacy, though. The legacy is that first
Snowman
album.
Snowman t-shirts?
That first album was a classic.
Okay.
And he birthed trap rappers. And what I mean by that, you can tell me all day that Outkast may have rapped about selling drugs in Atlanta.
Tip.
You can tell me that T.I. had an album called Trap Music. You can tell me that Gucci Mane has been the most profitable from trap music. You can tell me all of those things, and I will listen to you, and I will respond to you and say, no one thought that they could be a rapper talking about the things that Jeezy talked about, and that's real deal numbers, names, pulling up, showing it, letting you know that this is for real. Niggas that was selling drugs didn't think that they could do that before Jeezy came. He created a whole new lane of rappers.
That's a fact.
A whole new lane of, like, In little small towns, like if you in Alabama listening, you in Mississippi,
right. Kentucky,
you in Kentucky, yeah. You like somewhere like that, and your favorite little trapper got a little mixtape out. You know why? Jeezy. That's why. That was Jeezy that did that.
Is that what you want to be remembered by?
I mean, birthing a new lane of rappers. Yes. If I had, okay. If I was able to give hip hop a brand new genre, and that's trap rap, yeah. I take that. I take that and walk off and be the Michael Jackson of my lane.
Because he needs to get credit for the modern day definition of trap rap,
right?
As being kind of the godfather of that sound. I can definitely respect that. Mm-hmm. But still, like, how you build legacy is who around you eats as well. Who That's around right. you uplift and put on. That way your reach is longer.
Like he said, man, I can bring a horse to water, but I can't make him drink.
But he didn't have no talent, bro. The only talent he had was Freddie Gibbs.
Oh, you saying that's his fault because he couldn't see an eye for it?
Well, he's not a rapper, though, so maybe he can't.
No, and that's what I was just about to say. See, his mistake was Jeezy was trying to be like, oh, I'm looking for real niggas. No.
Gotcha.
You the real nigga. Now you go find rappers and artists and people that can make music, and now you can pop CTE off. And I don't think that he ever tried to do that. I think that he tried to surround himself with people that he was comfortable with. he real. I can do this with him. I can do that with him. And it's like, nah, we trying to make money over here.
Jeezy
and
has.
That never happened for CTE.
He has a classic mixtape and a classic album. Not everybody can say that.
That's a fact.
So, like, a huge marketing campaign with the Snowman, like, all of that. Like, Jeezy is Down South Hip Hop Hall of Fame, second ballot.
We'll do Down South.
Yeah, we got to make it. Here, we got to get clear with that. South Hip Hop Hall of Fame, it'd be in Atlanta.
We did the first ballot. Jeezy might be second ballot Hall of Fame.
Not of all the rap game. He Down South. He Down South.
No, period.
It's like when people retire team jerseys.
Jeezy is the reason people walk up to you and hand you mixtapes and shit and be like, man, I can rap. He the reason for it.
I don't know about
I'm just telling
that.
You. Like, Jeezy gave niggas hope. He gave people hope that, hey, maybe I ain't the best lyricist. Maybe I don't got the best bars. But you know what? My story is lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made you think if your story was lit and you could some way keep a cadence, you could some way ride a beat, then you maybe got a chance.
Mm.
Shout out Jeezy for that, man.
Are we looking forward to this 104?
Hell yeah. Nah, I mean, and let me context that and say that I'm not a fan of any of the latest Jeezy albums past Seen It All.
Yeah, Seen It All.
But I
cool.
do think that Jeezy is such a competitor in everything that I just explained. If this going to be his last one, he going to go all out. Hov going to be on there. The Ross track that you always wanted.
The real,
one. Not that war ready shit.
Yeah.
Shorty Red coming back. You might get a Gucci track. Tomp. All of that.
Yeah.
That's what 104 going to be about.
What if he had a Gucci track? That'll be crazy.
104 will have a Gucci track on them. You heard it right here from Spike Lee said it. 104 going to have the Jeezy and Gucci, man. Watch.
That'll never happen.
It's going to happen. Watch.
All right, man. Moving on. Keep it in Atlanta, man. L.A. Reid. Less than a year removed from his sexual harassment scandal that caused him to step down as a chairman at Epic. He started a new label. It's called Hitco. And he just made his first announcement of who he is signing. Big Boy from Outkast is his first signee to Hitco. Would you advise
Big
Boy?
Label like that.
I mean, that's just
Hitco.
Hitco. I don't really like that, though. It really don't sound that good.
That's some slaw.
Yeah, some slaw. Would you advise Big Boy to sign to L.A. Reid right now?
Here's the thing. Here's the most important thing about this signing and what I would advise him not to do. Big Boy is an established brand. So if I'm associated with somebody like L.A. Reid, it doesn't matter, because Big Boy can come out and sell 10,000 or he can sell 100,000 and it really won't affect.
10,000 was more accurate.
I mean, but it won't affect his legacy is my point. Like, there's nothing at this point in the game that Big Boy going to be able to do to be like, oh, shit. Like, we should start paying more attention to Big Boy. Nope. He's just Big Boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You Big Boy from Outkast. Y'all have already sold 10 million. And I'm not saying that it wouldn't be a pleasant surprise if he came out with an album that sold 100,000, but that's not likely.
Right.
Like you said, it's more
not today.
Like, yeah, it's more like the 10,000, and that's not shitting on Big Boy.
Nah.
He's a hell of an artist. He's a legend. He can rap, but this risk free for him. Like, I can come out and I can do whatever I do and sell 14,000-15,000 the first week, and I don't care because I'm eating. I already done did my shit. Or I can tap into the L.A. Reid magic. Hopefully he can make a single pop. He might throw some Migos on my shit or whatever it may be.
He got connects.
And now in 2018, I'm Big Boy. I'm 40 and I got a hit.
I mean,
I don't lose if I'm Big Boy, so I don't see his problem with it. L.A. Reid, like, this was a reach. If this is the best that you could do as an executive, it's Big Boy. It's a rap, bro. Nah, think about it. In 2018, if your signature artist is Big Boy,
it's his first artist. We're not gonna say he's building a brand
around
it.
If you starting a label, that ain't
that's rough.
Think about how far down the list you had to go to get to Big Boy to be like, this is the person that I'm gonna sign.
It's my flagship
artist.
Well, here's the thing:
the first person that I sign,
they have history, so it's not as if it's a reach of some kind. Like, they don't know each other. Like, they haven't worked for 20, 30 years together. So it's not just random. My thing is, I would be afraid to sign with him, even though, like, the whole Me Too movement has kind of chilled out a little bit. That's kind of
talking about the cases and shit.
Yeah, the cases. I don't know. I don't want people picketing outside of my concerts thinking I'm somehow co-signing L.A. Reid's action, alleged actions or whatever. That's the only thing. I don't know if I'd be ready for that heat.
Right.
But then again, if I'm Big Boy, like, is there a bidding war going on for my solo project?
I was just about to say, babe, Big Boy.
Probably not.
He don't care.
So it's like, I can get a deal is a deal in his eyes right. At this stage in his career.
Right.
His solo albums be some, man, I just right. Want a real Big Boy solo album, please, just once.
No, you've got
just
it.
Just once.
No, that's it, though. No. You've got me.
I don't know. That's, but that that's can't
big,
be.
But that's Big Boy creatively by himself, though. That's it. That's what you're getting. What you're getting is it. You remember the speaker box and whatever.
Oh, Love yeah, Below. Love Below. I didn't like that speaker
exactly.
box. It was okay.
That's Big Boy, though.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that he been dropping since then.
It's been worse.
Albums, you're right. Albums like that, though. And I feel like that's his creative side. Now, if you tell me that Big Boy is partnering up with No ID, if you're giving him some dope-ass producer and I get 13, 14 tracks from Big Boy at this stage in life where he ain't just doing no Hey Y'alls and shit like that, yeah, I'm right.
Little concept album talking about the A.
Something dope like that.
Yeah.
Then we can rock all day, every day. But I just... L.A. Reid, I feel like, ain't looking that far ahead. Big Boy just like, all right, you signed me for my album. I'm going to give you whatever I've been doing.
Give
they
me
just
the,
need some innovation, though.
Give me the Big Boy coming of age concept
that,
album, 10 songs, one
that's
producer.
About Atlanta, Dungeon Family,
that
some shit about
hard.
Him and Dre. I'm with
don't
all
don't worry
of
about
that.
No singles. Don't worry about trying to get on no Gatorade
just,
commercial.
Just put him out with him ripping it.
Yeah, just him snapping, soulful production. I'm here for that. Sign me up for that. I do not want to hear that shit he's been putting out lately, man. That shit is not banging. I watched on Tidal where Elliot Wilson tried to do the car test with him, and he was faking like he was bobbing his head. Bro, that shit's not good, bro. It's just not good. Big Boy's a legend and all of that. That music isn't good. So yeah. Give me good music. I know he's capable of doing it.
That's
he's done
fact.
It before.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's a fact. I was listening to that thought process from Goody Mob the other day.
I never really fucked with Goody Mob like that, though.
Go listen to that Cell Therapy album.
The Cell Therapy.
Go listen to that. And because I was the same way.
Yeah, I never really
but like 7 days ago, I put in Cell Therapy and listened to it straight through.
It's banging.
You're going to change your mind. Promise you.
That's before Still Standing. That's before People Don't Dance No More. All we do is this.
Yep.
All right.
This is
that's a
wrestling. Who's That Peeping In My
Window. Yeah.
Listen to that one.
I know CeeLo killing shit, but I don't know about anybody else.
Nah, CeeLo.
I fuck with Big Gilt.
Murdering shit. Gilt murder.
I fuck with Big
like,
Gilt.
And I'm not going to lie. I give you my South card or whatever. Like, I ain't really never listened to that album. But for some reason, when I was riding to Tennessee this weekend, I put it in and listened to it straight through.
Dude, it's like 93, 94.
Dude,
nigga was like
11. It's 95.
I was trying to.
And it's fire.
I might
it's
get that
fire.
Around,
listen to that this week or tomorrow, actually.
Nah,
you're going to be like, damn, I'm hot about this. I'm hot. I was sleeping on this. That's what you're going to be like.
Man, let's keep it. Man, we still in the A with the topics today. I just now peeped this.
Atlanta shaking it.
Clearly, man. Killer Mike.
Hip Hop Capital.
Killer Mike got a little bit of backlash after a video promoted from the NRA came out telling his beliefs on the gun laws. And, you know, that's a hot button topic going on right now with the school shootings and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And an NRA member and active gun holder Killer right. Mike said that if his kids walked out, he told his kids if they walk out of school in protest, then they can walk out of his house, and that he believes in having guns as Black Americans for protection. He also believes that we need to learn how to farm, we need to learn how to fish, live off the land, things of that nature, if you need, you know, to protect you, your and your family. Was the backlash fair or foul that he received?
The backlash was fair. And I think the backlash was fair because the conversation is not had enough in the Black community, especially in hip hop, about what he was saying. And I feel like that to bring another character into the story, Vic Mensa had a great point. Vic Mensa didn't go out and say, hey, Killer Mike, you wrong. I disagree with you. He said, I'd love to have a conversation with this about, excuse me, I love to have a conversation about this with you because I disagree. I'm on the other side. Now, you may be able to change my mind. I may be able to change your mind, but let's talk about it.
Yeah, and I would love to see that, by the way, too.
I would love to see that. Somebody need to throw that on their site, and that would be dope. But what I do feel like is that a lot of people heard that from Killer Mike, and they were, like, waiting to jump off ship with him anyway.
yeah,
because of the exposure that he had. So they were like, oh, okay, this was it. This is what I needed to make it like, oh, Killer Mike's a coon.
I think the Killer Mike, here's the problem. What he said, I believe, was spot on and was his opinion. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. He didn't say nothing crazy.
Right.
The problem is the vehicle in which he said it. It was the NRA. And everybody knows that the NRA is out for the NRA, and we know what they look like, and we know who they're really behind.
Okay.
They don't give a shit about anybody that look like Killer Mike, dude. And I think Killer Mike knows that, but it was disappointing to hear his message put out via the NRA, because it's kind of contradicting, because I know Killer Mike knows that.
Would you agree, though, that Killer Mike is forward-thinking enough to say, hey, if I run the Jewels, Outkast, rapper person, get on here and I'm with the NRA and let y'all know, hey, these aren't racist white people, regardless if they are or not.
Right.
Regardless of that. But if I'm on here talking to them, maybe you guys will pay more attention. Maybe you guys will be members of the NRA, and maybe we can change the perception and make it more like what we needed to be protected as gun owners in America, as black people. Do you think maybe that's what he was trying to do?
Absolutely not. Nah, I don't. What I think he was trying to do, which he later came out and kind of explained in more detail in a series of about 5 videos on his Instagram, mm-hmm, was that he was trying to get his perspective put out there. Well, not just his, but people of color with firearms perspective put out there on a bigger platform.
Which is that's a perspective that needs to be heard, right?
Yeah, and that's fair.
So
it wasn't an NRA cosign at all, true, though.
Right, and that's not what I'm saying. I think I'm more so alluding to the fact that if we see NBA YoungBoy with Dracos on the YouTube videos, and we see all of the young rappers coming up with all of these guns on the videos, nobody's complaining, really. That's a part of the culture. That's what they do. But as soon as Killer Mike get on here with the NRA, oh, we know what they're associated with. Why would you even go and do that? That don't make sense.
I mean, it's the same as somebody co-signing Trump. We looked at
somebody
Kanye.
Like who?
Like Kanye. We looked at Kanye like, bro, you know that he's just using you for a photo op, right? So we're looking at the Killer Mike saying, bro, you know they're just using you for a clip, right? And then it turns out that the clip was about a week or two old, and they sat on it, dropped it around the same time as the marches, so it kind of looked like it was anti-march.
So let me ask you this.
That's why he got hemmed up.
Is Killer Mike getting shucked if he feel like, I know they just trying to use me for a clip, but I feel like I can go in there and be eloquent enough to maneuver through this video where they not going to shuck me or fool me?
And what happened?
He ended got up shucked and fooled.
Exactly.
So do you think he shouldn't have even done the interview?
No.
He shouldn't have done it at all. Because it's the NRA?
Yes. They're going to shuck and fool you.
I don't know if I
like
agree with
did.
That, man. I feel like you got to have them conversations. And I think Killer Mike is the perfect person that you sent up there. So if he got fooled, shit.
It's a
who the backup?
There isn't one.
You want to send Barack up there?
Make your own NRA. Do that. I don't know. Like, bro, first of all,
I mean, you got a point, but still.
What happens is they took the one clip of him saying what he was saying about what he told his kid. That's the headline. That's the clickbait. Nobody else listened to anything else he said about the farming and the fishing. We're skipping all of that. Right. It's if you walk out of school, then you walk out of my house. That was the line that everybody ran with.
He had a kid. Killer Mike has a kid in college. There was a shooting at their college. And when his kid called him and told him about it, he and his wife went there and they trained their kid on how to shoot a gun, how to hold a gun, and make sure that they were able to protect themselves.
Well, I don't think, and I follow Killer Mike on Instagram, mm-hmm, and he's mentioned his support of guns and the Second Amendment and all that shit.
Right.
But I don't think that's what is the fear, that if they take away like semi-automatic AR-15s, is that handguns are next? Is that what the NRA and people are afraid of? Because I don't think that's what the narrative is right now. I think it's take off the street sweepers that can shoot 30 rounds in 30 seconds. I think that's what people are more like, yo, why do we need that? You're not hunting with that. You're not shooting at anybody on the street. Your AR-15 is dusty unless you go to the shooting range, dude. Right.
But
like, let's be honest.
But just like with everything else, if you say, hey, you can't do this, it's going to expand further than that, and then people are going to take their own liberties with it. And I think that's what Gun owners are scared of that. Gun owners are scared of the police or the government taking their own liberties and saying, hey, you can't have this. You can't do this.
Because then it could snowball into something else. What's next?
That's the thing.
Okay, man, dude. Like,
it's a slippery slope.
It is, but it got to start somewhere, though. Like,
they do.
But like, if this ain't finna be a political gun debate, but I'm gonna say this since we on topic with it. I read an article about, I don't know if anybody's ever looked up what it takes to get a gun in other countries. Mm-hmm. There's two countries, dude, that take two steps to get a gun, us and some other country I've never heard of. Every other country is at least 6 or 7 steps to get a gun. It's incredibly easy to get one down here. And if you look at those other countries, like if you look at Japan, you got to jump through hoops to get a gun. And I think their murder rate by gun is like 10 a year. Literally 10.
Americans.
Nigga, that happened in the A last weekend.
Yeah. Americans feel like it's their God-given right to have a gun, though.
It's not, though.
Americans feel like but
it's not.
That's how the country was created.
Like, the country was created with a lot of shit that doesn't apply today, though.
True. 100%.
Like, that's because we wouldn't be right here.
At the same time, like, people are thinking, like, we defected from England, thinking that, oh, we don't have to do this shit, and how are we going to defend ourselves from saying we have to do this shit? We're going to shoot y'all. When y'all come over here and act like we got to do this shit, we're going to start shooting y'all. Shit, America was based on that. It's created off that. And people are going to be hard-pressed to give that up. And I understand that, and I'm not saying that it's right or it's wrong to have the gun laws that we have in place, but I do understand the people fighting for it.
Yeah, I guess. In Japan, you can only have a shotgun. Mm. You can't have a handgun, and you got to pass... You got to pass crazy
tests. I wouldn't be mad at that, though. I ain't going to lie. I wouldn't be mad at you having to go through loopholes.
You got
to
go through.
I wouldn't be mad at that because
accuracy
that's
going
to limit, I assume, people with the access of guns.
Yeah, it would.
If you could get them off the streets first.
But it would, like you said, it would limit people. It obviously would limit people with access to it. Facts. And then they would do it. They had a program to trade in, and they was getting paid for their guns. So motherfuckers were like, shit.
Come on with it.
If I can get a bag, nigga, here you go. No questions asked. Shit crazy, man. All right, before we hit this music break, Rich Homie Quan. Okay, this is the fourth Atlanta. God damn, it's the Atlanta
ATL
episode.
Week, man, it's ATL News Week.
Rich Homie Quan was on Instagram.
Your boy, by the way.
Huh?
That's your boy.
Nah, not really. Mm-hmm. Even though his album ain't that bad.
That ain't
though.
Your boy, so I had wrote down your boy, so Brian Pumper's your boy.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Neither of those two are my boys.
Gotcha.
But Rich Homie Quan was out, and he had a fan moment.
As he should be. He just dropped an album.
Yeah, of course. He's out here in these streets. Mm-hmm. He had a fan moment while meeting porn star Brian Pumper.
Whoa.
Super excited, Rich Homie Quan states, and I quote, "Dog, I have jacked off to your shit several times. No homo," end quote.
I'm glad you said that because I wouldn't.
Now.
I definitely wasn't going to say that.
Fair or foul, man, he stand out for meeting a porn star, right. A male porn star.
To be honest, here's the etiquette when you meet porn stars.
Male or female or both?
I'm finna give it to
all you. Right.
If it's a male, I don't know you, nigga. I don't know nothing. I don't even know you. You're a random dude
if
in the
you
street
met Jake
me.
Steed,
I don't care.
OG
Jake
Bobby
Steed,
Johnson.
Nat Turner,
you wouldn't be like, hey, bro, I was fucking. Hey, you're a savage, bro.
I don't care if it's Lexington Steele. It doesn't matter. I can't come up to you and be like, bro, you put in work. I can't. There's nothing in me that wants to acknowledge that.
Brian Pumper used to shake it, though.
That's cool.
Like, even with the music and everything.
Listen,
he was shaking.
That's cool. That's fine. But look, me as a man, nah. I'm not coming up to like, bro, you fucked the shit out of her. I'm not doing that.
But
I'm
you might be like, hey, what's it like,
no.
though?
Really? No.
Who had the best head?
No.
You're not asking.
I don't
fuck
care.
Here,
I'm not.
Nah, you flogged it. Now you're
you might have a conversation with him on the side.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm not pulling up my IG live. I'm not like, man, I used to jack off with this. Like, bruh, are you serious?
Yeah, that was strange.
Oh, man.
That, I mean,
if I'm Brian Pumper, I ain't even turn. I'm like, nah, ain't nothing.
He probably get that a lot, though.
He do. Okay, you're right.
You see what I'm saying? He you're probably right. gets that
he
a lot.
He used to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Rich Homie Quan should have contained himself.
He was.
And that's the reason why he's not on the label right now, dropping independent albums on iTunes and telling y'all to download it, because he stands out over Brian Pumper. It ain't even a good porn
male star, dude. Maybe it could have been somebody Brian better.
Pumper was shaking it though.
Nah, Brian Pumper lost it
because he had like the jewel, he had like the ice and shit, and he was rapping.
He looked like he looked like Lloyd Banks.
Tough. He was funny, dude.
That's the reason he was shaking it, because he looked like Lloyd Banks.
So I can.
So wait. Are you acknowledging male porn stars in public?
Of course not.
Okay.
I don't even know what they. I would recognize him though, but I wouldn't recognize none
it's
of
like
them other.
It's like four you'll recognize.
No, bro, it's one. No. I would recognize Brian Pumper though.
You don't know who Wesley Pipes is?
Off the top of my head, no.
That's a lie.
Is that nigga with the hat?
That's the nigga to be talking the shit.
But I don't know what he looked like. That, like dead ass, bro.
You know Wesley Pipes when you run up on.
If you'd have shown me a picture, I'd be like, oh, that's that nigga right there. But not like
all our female listeners. Like, yeah, I know him. I know him.
I know the gals though. Believe that.
I mean, of course.
I'm fanning out that's with the gals.
And that's why this is even so weird. I'm like, ah, man.
I see Jada Fire. It's old.
It's a rap.
It's a
come
rap.
On, Jasmine Cashmere.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. But listen. With that being said. Like, you can't do
Jasmine
that if you.
Cashmere get busy.
Oh, my God. Listen. Y'all check it. Google that.
God, damn.
Listen. If you a rapper, you done been around shit. Like, dude, you were signed to Birdman.
So Brian Pumper should be fanning out meeting you.
Right.
Honestly.
Ain't no way I'm going crazy over meeting Brian Pumper if I was on Cash Money.
Nah, ain't like, no way. On, he done had hit. Rich Homie done had like hits and everything.
Come on.
You gotta relax. That's funny
as
fuck.
That's too much porn, bro. That's way too much porn.
Brian Pumper. He's young though. Too.
I can't
Rich Homie young.
Over Brian Pumper though. He's 30 years old.
Is he?
Yeah.
He ain't got no excuse then. He ain't got no excuse then.
He can't do that.
If he was like 24, then I could see him kind
of
geeking out.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
You been on X Video strong.
Yeah.
I understand that, but no, not at this stage, bro.
Pornhub. We're not doing X Video. We're doing Pornhub.
Had like gales.
We're doing Pornhub.
To Brian Comper.
This X Videos is a rap. It's Pornhub.
Oh, man. I don't believe that.
Tough.
What was the other site that everybody
X Hamster?
Oh,
that's trash. That's so overrated. Stop waving that X Hamster flag, people. So wrap on that.
Oh man. So we get to the song break.
Moving along.
Tough.
Song break. You mentioned being signed with Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
Birdman is back.
That's impossible.
Birdman is back with Manny Fresh.
Shut up.
And you know what happens when Birdman and Manny Fresh get together? It's the big timers.
Oh my God.
They've got a new song called Designer Casket.
Don't do our people like this, man.
Taking it back to the 99. Let's get it.
Oh. 100,000 in a briefcase. Orange Lamborghini, yours with the dealer plates. Tollies, hoes, I'll be right back. Another 100,000 spilling out the backpack. I do the whole dash. Sideways, only bitches about to act her ass. Bricks, pounds, skills, weed. Went to Hiroshima, came back speaking Japanese. Sushi, Ochi, nigga dressed in Gucci. Sonic pills got me feeling like I'm super low. Seven. Back to his mama, 100 bullet holes, first 48 drop. That real project shit that these niggas wanna hit for me. Yeah. Real trail bitch, do a puto, hit a lick for me. Yeah. Clearing out your block, fuck y'all, 9mm. Trumpy rappy shit that made these shooters go and kick me. Designer casket, rap and plastic. I send them back in the designer casket. From the river, dump his body in the yard.
Amen.
Note around his neck, saying, get right with the law.
Amen.
Note around his neck, saying, get right with the law.
Amen.
Get right with the law.
No
get right with the law.
Yeah. I fuck these hoes at the hour show. Big dicks, we slam.
All right, man, that was Big Timers. Birdman and Manny Fresh with Designer Casket. Talk to me.
Boy, they stuck to the script on that one, didn't they?
Nigga, that shit was banging, motherfucker.
I ain't gonna lie. It was banging. Don't change it if it ain't working. I mean, excuse me, if it is working.
Yeah, right.
They stuck to the script on that.
Just modern enough, but just
old school enough for them to shake it.
That's banging. They're allegedly working on a full project.
That ain't working.
A full project ain't working?
Mm-mm. I wonder who wrote this.
Who wrote? Manny Fresh ripped it.
Yeah, somebody wrote this, though.
No.
Somebody wrote this. Clearly, somebody wrote this for Baby and Manny Fresh.
No, that sound like Manny. That sound like Manny, though.
Yeah, sound like somebody wrote it for Manny. That's what it sound like.
First of all, I seen that they had a new song out. That right there is about 38 times better than I thought it was going to sound. I'm going to keep it all the way a buck.
That's a fact.
I thought because it was gonna be slow.
I feel like because they didn't try to flip the script too much.
I agree. What I'm saying? They weren't rapping like Migos and shit. Yeah.
We kept keeping it, yo, stun. Wife, my baby, mama. Yep. They kept it there.
Get your roll on flow.
Yeah, that's it.
That's hard.
I ain't mad at that at all. Good pick. All
right, man, we are back. We're about to wrap up this 2018 March Madness rap label bracket.
Sure, let's get these brackets out the way and get some more stuff for you.
But I will say shout out to everybody that has participated on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, in the rap chat. Shout out to everybody that did that. And hey, hold on. Okay. Rap chat PSA.
What's up?
Can y'all please keep it positive in the rap chat, dude? Like, we're here for healthy debates. Nobody cares if somebody disagreed with what somebody else said. Like, we not in here name calling mad because somebody don't like somebody that you like. We off that. We got almost 700 members. We keep it positive with the healthy hip-hop debates daily. The negativity, we are off of that.
Yeah, just keep the conversation
Come
healthy.
On, man.
Keep the conversation healthy. Just make sure when you replying like you will want somebody to reply to you.
That's all.
That's it.
All right, we down to the Elite Eight.
Let's do it.
Right now, we got the 1 seed versus the 4 seed, Bad Boy versus No Limit. And then we've also got the 3 seed versus the 2 seed, Rockefeller versus Cash Money. It's the A side. The other teams left on the B side, Young Money versus Rough Riders. That's a 1 versus a 5. And then we've got a 6 versus a 7. Excuse me, 6 versus 2. My bad.
Yeah.
Death Row versus Good Music.
Man, you need some glasses.
I know, man. God damn. Had a long weekend.
Jesus Christ.
Let's get back to the A side, man. Bad Boy versus No Limit. 1 versus 4. Talk to me. We're doing 5-on-5, people. The top 5 projects from each label. That's the starting 5. Longevity, quality of music, hits, all of that shit comes into play.
Right. With Bad Boy, I think that there are 5 great Bad Boy albums. I was able to find that.
But man, there's more than...
I mean, for the sake of conversation that we having with a starting 5, there are 5 great Bad Boy albums. Even enough so where they should be able to advance, but I don't think that they advancing against No Limit. And the reason that I say so is, one, because of my South bias. I can only put that out there. We can go and let that be known right now. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and I grew up on Master P.
For sure.
So with that being said, I'm advancing No Limit here because I have 5 No Limit albums as my personal favorites that I would rank above 5 Bad Boy albums, especially because I would have to use more than 1 Biggie album.
Yeah, you would have to do that. If I was to do 5 Bad Boys,
5 No Limit albums. I can use 5 different No Limit artists.
That's true, and that helps their cause. Bad Boy, I'd have to go Biggie. Obviously, both Biggie albums, clearly.
That's a fact.
Then I would go Maze, in no order, I'd go Maze Harlem World.
Okay.
Puff, No Way Out.
Okay.
And Shine, first album.
That's hard. That's a hard
That's a nice 5.
That 5 would get you through
the first round.
I feel like the first round. If it wasn't No Limit. You know what I mean?
Because No Limit, you could argue Max Shell Shocked. You could say, you could pick one of the P albums, Ghetto D.
You can go Ghetto Dope.
Let's go Ghetto Dope. You can go First See Murder. Mm-hmm. You can go True to the Game, Double Dish. You can go I'm About It soundtrack. You can go. There's a lot of different. You go First Fiend.
You can take that Fiend Street Life or
The Street Life.
Every family.
You could go Unpredictable, Mystical. Like, people are wave that flag. I can hear it now.
Mr. Serve on Life Insurance.
You could go. It's deep.
Mia X on Lady Light.
Now, but here's the thing, though. Bad Boy has the best, which is one of those biggies, though. No Limit doesn't have anything better.
The best album out of all 10 albums, if we put in a starting 5 up, would be Life After Death.
That's a fact.
That is true.
You're
absolutely right. But I feel like it's one of those things with, what is it, Loyal, Merritt, Chicago, whatever it is.
Loyola, some shit.
Loyola, that team. That's what No Limit is. Because we're going to give you 5 albums that you're going to go through even today and be like, you know what? This shit banging. with the exception of people with East Coast bias, because I have a Southern bias. So I understand what they would go with Bad Boy, because they gonna be like, man, y'all forgetting that Black Rob.
No, we're not counting that Black Rob.
That's what somebody That's what somebody from Harlem gonna say. That's what somebody from Brooklyn gonna say.
G-Dep got three songs on it.
They're gonna be like, man, y'all forgetting both of them G-Dep albums. No. Or what about that Black Rob?
No.
You know what I mean? That's what it's gonna be.
It's not good. Woe is the shit though. Don't get it twisted. Woe is the shit.
Are those Lil' Kim albums on Bad Boy or they Def Jam?
Neither. Lil' Kim was on... It wasn't Bad Boy, though. I know that.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't Def Jam either. I can't think of what she was on. Somebody fact check that for us.
Yeah, y'all let us know what Lil' Kim...
So, sorry. Hardcore can't save y'all.
Nah.
Not in this instance.
It could have.
Possibly.
That album is banging.
Nah, hardcore banging, though.
So, what are you going with? No Limit or Bad Boy?
I'm going...
Why he mad
this nigga just asked me, the No Limit ologist, which one am I going with?
I'm looking at a No Limit jersey in his house right now.
I'm clearly advancing No Limit. They win. Sorry, Bad Boy. Because most of the hits are a lot of R&B shit, man. Let's be honest. Let's keep it 100 with ourselves. They've got five R&B albums that rival these five hip-hop albums.
What's the biggest, latest rap Bad Boy hit?
French Montana. Pop that. I mean, the joint with him and what's name?
Unbelievable with him and Sway Lee?
That's Bad Boy, bro.
Oh, that's Bad Boy.
Tough.
That's rough.
Nobody give a shit about the album, but it's a song, though.
Oh, that French some slow.
Bad Boy gonna keep a song.
Tough.
Now, let's be very clear about that.
That's a fact.
All
right, who we got next?
Next up, man, we're going Rockefeller.
All right.
It's the 3 seed versus Cash Money, the 2 seed.
It's a tough draw for Rockefeller, man. Because...
They're going to have a similar downfall to Bad Boy, man, because we got to use more than one J.
That's a fact.
You have to.
All right, the best album out of the 10 is Blueprint or 400 Degrees?
Nigga, it's Blueprint.
Don't do 400 Degrees like that, though.
I fuck with 400 Degrees just like the next person, I'm not putting up
okay, but
Blueprint,
it ain't
though.
That much under Blueprint, though.
In my eyes, it is.
Oh, my God. What?
Fuck that.
So you, okay.
Nigga, Black Album 2, barbecuing it.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That's Rockefeller. That's the last one he did on Rockefeller.
Okay.
That's up there too.
All right. So you saying My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Blueprint.
Yes.
Black Album.
Yes. Come Home With Me.
Come Home?
Oh, we're going in order? Or okay. I'm just naming five.
Saying, all right. Come Home With Me.
And Diplomatic Double Disc.
All right.
Diplomatic.
You got to take one of them Jay-Z's off and put a Benny Siegel on though.
We can do that. Yeah. What's your favorite Benny Siegel? I like the third one.
Yeah, the one with the blue.
Yeah,
Becoming.
I can feel it in the air and
yeah,
all
that.
That's hard.
I think that's the Becoming, yeah. So you do that.
That's a mean lineup.
That's rough.
That's a mean lineup.
That's rough.
Woo!
But you go over here and you got 400 Degrees.
Yeah, for sure.
You got Big Time was the Green CD.
Knew that was
How
coming.
How you love that. You got it. That's a classic.
Knew that was coming.
Now you're BG, struggling. What we doing?
Yeah, one of the BGs. Chop is in the ghetto.
Chop
is
in the ghetto. That's what we doing.
Tough.
Okay.
Hot Boys, Get It How You Live.
Oh, that's a fact. Now, that's a strong four.
And what's the
this
five?
This five is going to make it, though.
What's that?
I don't know. What you got for five?
Either Block Is Hot or the second Hot Boys. Guerrilla Warfare.
The second Hot Boys strong.
But that's two Hot Boys. You just named
So that's what do it then. Because that second Hot Boys got to be it.
Yeah.
But then if we got that being it, then Rockefeller
take it. Yeah. That's close, though.
I scratch out my bracket, yeah, because Rockefeller do take that. If we're going to do it that way, Rockefeller got to take that.
Got to be fair. Even though it's because two J's, though.
Even though at the top, if you got two powerhouses like 400 Degrees and Blueprint.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're taking Blueprint.
Yeah.
But it can't be by much. It can't be.
I like
400
Blueprint.
Degrees?
I like 400 Degrees, too, but, bro, like Blueprint is the... Dad, come on, man. It changed the game.
One of my favorite albums.
That's one of the best rap albums ever, dude.
That's true. 400 Degrees is too, though.
No knock to 400 Degrees, but like Juvenile Jay-Z, like stop. Really? I need no contest. Yeah, The Rock taking that. A hard fall. It's down to the wire, though.
Yeah, that was a buzzer beater.
Down to the wire. All right, moving over. So that means on the A side, man, we got No Limit versus Rockefeller. Now, No Limit versus Cash Money would have been dope. We actually did an episode about that. Y'all check that out.
Yeah, go back in the archives.
All right, B side, we got Young Money versus Rough Riders. Ooh.
Ooh. That's one of them late round blowouts.
Is it?
Tough.
Why you say that? Rough Riders. DMX. Let me pull up the Rough Riders five.
Okay.
Obviously, DMX. Whichever one you want to do, the first one or the second one.
It don't matter.
It's totally up to you.
Or the third one.
Or the third one. You can do Lox, We Are the Streets.
Okay.
You can do Jada, Kiss the Game Goodbye. Mm. I like that Jada, but a lot of people was like, eh. You can do Rough Riders Volume 1.
You're talking about the first Jada, right?
Yeah, that's okay, the first Jada slept on, though. That's like, it. That's better than that's niggas give credit.
Yeah, that's the one.
Rough Rider Volume 1, Fire.
Yeah. Dragon,
do Dragon or Eve first album, whichever one of those.
I'm going Dragon H2O.
You got that Eve album fucked up.
That Dragon H2O better than that though. If I'm putting the starting five together, Eve is a bigger name. But if I'm going with consistency, that Dragon H2O bang.
Philly, where I am from. Oh, banging. All right, Young Money though.
Okay,
we got Drake. Pick a Drake. Take Care. We'll say that. Wayne Carter 3.
That's what we're going with.
Yeah, that's when Young Money started. So Carter 1 and Carter 2 are
on Cash Money.
Ooh, that made Cash Money heavy though.
Oof.
If we put that Carter
mean sub.
So that means
Carter 2 coming off the bench.
Ooh.
Carter 2 coming off the bench is mean.
I just thought about that. Still, it's still rock though. Barely. That just means the buzzer beater went in and out.
Right.
Or the red light was on in his hand.
Right.
So you go Wayne Close Carter down. 3, Nikki Pink Friday. And then two more Drakes, bro. Like, Young Money ain't
two
really
two more Drakes?
You got two.
They take away, don't it?
Absolutely.
All right, so that takes away.
They just had a lucky first round matchup.
How many DMXs did we have, though? One or two?
Now, you can do one.
You can do one DMX.
Yeah.
But if you do one DMX, I think that takes away two from Rough Rider. So you would have to add that second one, and then that would match Drake's second one. So you got to go Cash Money. I mean, Young Money.
Actually, Drake would have three.
Drake would have two.
Go give me the five, then.
So if you're going Drake's.
Two Drakes.
Carter 3.
Nikki. Crickets.
The Young Money compilation ain't nothing.
Nah, that shit garbage. No That's Tigers. Nobody else has dropped. I mean, what are you going to do? Birdman, like Father, Like Son?
I mean, you could throw that in there.
Is that, was that considered Young Money right
there? That's a 6'5 center. Yeah, I'm saying
that's a 6'6 power forward.
He fight hard, he get rebounds and stuff like
he
that.
He gonna hustle.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, every now and then he gonna give you big plays. He's gritty.
Considering that none of those are a classic though. None of what we named is a classic. Maybe Take Care.
So Drake ain't got no classics.
He got classic mixtape.
I mean, we can count that.
That's what I'm saying.
So Drake ain't got no classics, okay.
We're not just gonna dismiss Drake's career like that by saying he ain't got no classics and then just end it. That's not we're not gonna do that.
All right, on Rough Rider's side, the classics is what? The DMX?
First DMX album, easy. Or the second one, Flesh of My Flesh.
I'm gonna say the Flesh of My Flesh, I give you.
Well, any one of those.
But is that stronger than any Drake album? Is
Drake
Flesh of My Flesh him. Is Flesh of My Flesh strong? He did sample.
Drake sampled him on Views. Okay. He paid homage.
He did.
He know what that is.
I don't think that Drake got a stronger album than Flesh of My Flesh.
Nah, especially that was a game changer too, man. Like DMX, Drake style and shit is changing the game too, but DMX shit was, it was shiny suits when DMX came out.
Right.
Like that was the look. He came out and blew that shit out the water.
There was a
he was a superstar.
There was a prosecutor that came out and said the other day that DMX has been on a 20-year crime spree.
Oh my God. He trying to make a name. He trying to get a seat at
which I find amazing because he ain't been like he ain't been in jail over a year.
Right.
So that's another accolade to Rough Riders.
That might put them over the top.
I think we gotta go Rough Riders.
Yeah, that upset, man. Rough Riders upsetting Young Money.
Yeah, with a 20
That's a close one though.
They got a 20-year criminal as they star.
Plus an overachieving well, we talked about that before too. Yeah. We had an overachieving episode, and DMX was definitely in one of the most overachieving artists of all time.
Yeah, tough. You're a crackhead, said that many albums. You're a beast.
Woo.
That's major.
Last up on the B side, we got Death Row versus Good Music. Death Row was a 6 seed. They beat out MMG. Good Music was a 2 seed. They beat out Rap-A-Lot.
Okay.
This ain't even close to me, bro.
What you got?
It's Death Row, bro.
It's Death Row?
It is, man. Good Music just ain't. Like, yeah, you got Big Sean. You're going to pick one of them latest Kanyes. You're going to pick maybe Pusha, My Name Is My Name.
Right. How many Big Sean albums do we have in the starting five for Good Music?
We've got one. Because I'm looking. Here's my five.
How many pop in Death Row?
Oh, shit.
Two?
gotta be Tool, bro.
Yeah, it has to be. But those are two of the best albums ever. So
let's do it like this. You can say Kanye. I'm saying Kanye, Life of Pablo.
Ooh, what?
Because My Beautiful fell under
That's
Rockefeller.
Okay. So Life of Pablo.
Big Sean, Dark Sky Paradise.
Okay.
Common B. Okay. Forgot about that. Pusha, My Name Is My Name. And Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon.
Mm, that Kid Cudi is...
You don't like Kid Cudi, but that album made waves.
Okay.
Waves.
Okay. I ain't mad at that.
So, Death Row...
That's a strong starting five.
That's a strong starting five.
Machiavelli.
Obviously. All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me.
Obviously. Chronic.
Chronic Doggy Style.
Obviously. For the five, I had Above the Rim soundtrack.
Okay.
Just because I'm not, I'm one of the fan of Dog Pound and Lady of Rage. Who knows? I don't know.
You know, you do know that those Pac Greatest Hits and that Death Row Christmas album.
Pac's Greatest Hits with Diamond.
Do you remember the Death Row Christmas album?
Hell yeah, I remember that shit.
And that was banging.
I mean, it was a couple songs.
But
what about Murder Was the Case? I can't remember if that was banging or not, though.
It was all right. The song was banging. The movie was good. I don't necessarily remember the whole project being banging, though.
Yeah.
See,
they've got bigger heavyweights. Like, those are four of...
You can't beat those four. That's like having, like, Christian
That's like having Golden State.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, like I know we're Golden talking State. College, yeah. But that's four All-Stars.
Right.
Same year.
You ain't got to have a five, really. You just putting five out there just because.
It could be, just so you don't get disqualified. It could be anybody.
So it can be a soundtrack then.
That's true. A good soundtrack, though. Let's not. Right. That's a good soundtrack, but, you know.
Yeah, I got to go.
Death Row over good music.
Yeah, it got to be Death Row.
Yeah, you can't. Come on. Like, we talking Big Sean versus Machiavelli. Come on, y'all. Yeah. Like, and I fuck with Big Sean. But, like,
what's
going to
take Machiavelli or All Eyes on Me out?
None of them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the ride.
None of them. So the final four. Ooh, it's set. No Limit. Rockefeller. Shit. Mm. Sorry. Rough Riders. And Death Row.
Death Row.
Let's do Rough Riders, Death Row first.
Rough Riders, Death Row, bottom line would have been Beast Mode. I wish I could have seen both of them in their prime, like, squaring off.
Yeah.
That would have been
Pac, that would have been tough.
Pac and DMX?
That would have been crazy. You think they would have done a song together? No. Or do people compare DMX too much because he like ball head?
I think it would have been a cooler rivalry.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Some Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant type shit.
I think he would have respected. I think Pac would have respected DMX though.
Because he smoked crack?
Oh, God. Nah, just because DMX was saying some real shit too.
That's true.
And I that think was Pac.
He would have fucked with him.
Yeah. Now everybody else though, it's just gonna be hard to beat the big foe, man. It's gonna be tough.
That's a big foe. Pause.
I think this might go to Death Row. Even though it got Tupac's though.
You taking Death Row over Rough Riders?
It's Tupac projects, and I know we're supposed to take points away for that. But they're two monumental projects, and one is a double disc at that.
To be fair.
That's really three CDs, right. Dude.
To be fair, if you're going to compare anybody's two projects to Pac two projects, it would be DMX.
It came out in less than under a year.
Yeah.
9 months apart, went platinum.
You would do that. So, I mean, what we could say
That's
is
a good point.
They deserved to be here. But, yeah. I mean, Pac overshadows a lot.
Because once you start pulling out Drag On or Eve, that's when it kind of like.
And we still got. And I still got Snoop. And I still got Dre.
And Chronic.
Come on.
Death Row advances.
It's going to be rough to beat Death Row, man.
It is, man. Championship game. Okay, wait. We got to finish the other side.
Okay.
No Limit versus Rockefeller. This is hard for me. I'm going to be real. No Limit.
Because you don't want to tell the truth.
About 52 CDs. No Limit CDs from 97 to 2001.
Come on with the soliloquy.
This is going to be tough. I'm the biggest No Limit fan there is. I know more about No Limit than P does. I'm the No Limitologist. I want to write a book on No Limit
you
one day.
You dress like Master P.
I wear dad jeans like Master P right now.
That's a fact.
But I can't debate Rockefeller's influence on the game. And even if you want to just span it to like clothing and like liquor and just like they overall thumbprint on rap, period. Bro, I can't. It's hard for me to. I can't take it away from him, dog.
Yeah.
Because I can go Blueprint or I can go Black Album. That's probably my second favorite J album. Or you can go Reasonable Doubt. Mm-hmm. Or you could, like, and I know that's the same person, but shit.
See, here's what Rockefeller did. They took a version of what No Limit had, cut it down, made it more efficient.
That's a fact. Five artists, six artists max.
And were able to be more impactful. That's why you still see Jay-Z now today with Roc Nation.
Yep.
And though people try to hate, you still see Dame.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So they took what P did and cut it down, monetized it to a point as to where they could be successful for 15, 20, 25 years. And that's why they win.
And P Run was way shorter than Nels.
100%.
Like, so that's why it's going to be rough.
That adds into a factor. That's another element in the game we're going to throw in there as far as winners and losers. And that goes to it. So
that's true.
Rockefeller takes it.
It's got to go Rockefeller versus Death Row and the Chip.
Rockefeller versus Death Row. Now, that would have been a sight to see.
God, that would have been. We know how Pac felt about Hov. That's the East versus
Dame
West.
Dame would have shook it on Suge. Dame,
you think so?
Dame Dash would have shook it on Suge Knight. I'm going to go on out there and say that. If y'all
I don't disagree with that, though.
Go to the rap chat. Let us know what y'all think about the Death Row versus
Rockefeller
in the finals.
He wouldn't have backed down.
He wouldn't. He definitely would have been right there in Suge's face.
I agree. Looking up to him.
Tough. 6'8". All 6'8 of Suge and all 5'9 of Dame.
Hey, real quick, though, before we do the championship, if go listen to Big Boz from No Limits interview. That he was on a podcast. I can't think of the name of it. I apologize to the podcast. But they asked him about, was it difficult getting Snoop from Death Row because of Suge Knight? And Big Boz, who was P's right-hand man during the heyday, was literally flabbergasted that these niggas would even ask him if there was some type of fear with Suge. He was like, he laughed that shit off like it was a complete joke. He was like, dude, if you don't get the fuck out of here with that.
Do you know who we are?
Do you know, like, not even just on no gangster shit, but like, dude, we not going for no shit like that, dude. We got people in L.A. just like Suge Knight got people in L.A. I did time in L.A. with Suge people. We wasn't sweating that shit at all. It wasn't nothing. It was a piece of cake getting Snoop off Death Row when nobody barring Suge Knight. To hear him talk about it and hear the seriousness in his voice, this shit is fucking hilarious, and I really wish I could remember the name of the podcast. I apologize. Again, just Google. He's Big Boz ain't doing too many interviews. You Google Big Boz and podcast, I'm sure you'll find it. It was a really good interview for my No Limit fans. Okay, back to the championship. Rockefeller, Death Row. I think...
It's called the Takeover Podcast.
The Takeover Podcast. There you go. They based out of New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken.
Tough.
Very good episode with Big Boz. All right. This is a big dog championship. We got the big four over at Death Row versus Rockefeller, who you could argue, because we ain't even mentioned Freeway first album. We mentioned Young Gun's first album. Like, pick another one of those beanies. College Dropout. We could alternate a starting five now.
Swap out.
They might got two starting fives, dude.
And that's the thing about No Limit. Them four, them strong four that,
Death Row.
Death Row, the strong four that got them here, can't swap
them out. They're going to run out of gas, bro.
Can't swap them out.
Nah,
when
that's
you,
it.
When you get to the final round and then you're looking at a whole nother Kanye West album, you're bringing Freeway in, like you said. You got a Young Guns,
the
a
young
Cameron.
Fresh.
You might have a Diplomats.
Juelz's first album, maybe.
Rockefeller's the GOAT, man.
Rockefeller might be.
That's it, man. Like if you think about
the roster too deep, man.
If you think about independence, what they did, what they represented, and what became of it. Like, the biggest influencer in the game right now came from that.
Yeah.
Regardless of the relationship between him and Dame or him and the other people there. Like Dame was saying in his book, people tried to push beef between me and Jay-Z. There was never a problem.
Yeah.
We both understood what it was. Get it to a certain point and sell it and get our money.
That's true.
There was never no beef about that. And people try to make it that. Jay-Z a billionaire behind Rockefeller. They got to win.
You know what album we didn't even mention?
What's that?
The State Property.
That first one. What a second one.
One or two.
Ooh.
Both of those go.
No Limit Hall. I mean, excuse me.
Rockefeller's tough.
Major.
Low key, that backstage DJ Clue soundtrack was banging too.
That's a fact.
Real low key.
Fact.
Rockefeller win, bro.
Yeah, Rockefeller, the champions of the bracket challenge for On Deck TV.
Death Row put up a hell of a scrap,
they
though.
They did. It was a cool little game in the first half, but then Rockefeller ran away with it, man. They started putting all them subs in there. They started running freeway out there and all that. It was over.
You start off fast and you're wheezing in the back. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about Purple Haze. That's another story, though, man. Damn, Rockefeller had some shit. It really shouldn't even be close.
God. Thank you they were still cracking today.
Nah, they couldn't have sustained this, man. They kept the rock, like you said, though. Like, no limit had 40 people. Yep. It was and like you're going to hit with some. You're going to miss with more. Rockefeller, man, it was like a top seven people?
Yeah, like 12. Max 12 people we rolling out.
Quality, though.
And everything going to be hitting.
Except Memphis Bleak. And Emil. That's where they missed.
Now that Emil was all right, though. Fuck out. It was one song on
them. The single. That was hard. All right, y'all let us know. Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? Rockefeller.
Yeah, y'all keep submitting y'all brackets, man. Y'all
number three seed, still, man. Tough. Number three seed won the whole goddamn thing. All right, music break time.
All right,
who is this music person you got here with a song?
Sada Baby, let's go.
Sada,
Stand Up D Town. You was just up there. They wasn't banging this when you was up there.
Are you from Detroit?
Tough.
I can respect that.
They wasn't banging this.
I didn't hear it.
Shakes it.
I didn't hear it. Let's hear it. Song called Draymond's. Check it out.
Boy, you small ass niggas on your neck. Get a nigga daughter jumped. My little cousins and them be bored. They don't give a fuck. I get your favorite cousin dropped. Cause I'm my cousin's favorite cousin and they bust a lot. I put a nigga mama in the headlock. I shake a nigga auntie like a dreadlock. Stump a nigga in my Timberlands dead stock. I got the pink dupe, PK got the red pop. Beat butcher with a nigga sister. Stretch a whole thing from the nigga children. Had the extra 100 rounds in her baby playpen. Smack a bitch daddy if he got something to say to him. He don't wanna fight, fuck the one-on-ones. We got army guns, pay the arm for him. Young dog up top like a gargoyle. Maxin' jar out the pot, got it hard boiled. Bitch, I just got this done to scuba Paul George. AR, cut a nigga green like a lawnmower. Unk like, nephew, can you get my R's gone? Hit his rental with this nickel, make his car slow. Hollow tip, hit his chest, make his heart explode. Another hollow, hit his man's falling, dick sucking. Another hollow, hit your bitch, cause she been nothing. You be in the trap like, let me send something. Tryna put a petty 30 on a 600. Bitch, this big money, got your bitch fucking. I rap with DZ for free cause we been thugging. If he with it, then I'm with it. We pulling up with something. All black down the face on. Chopstick kick a nigga quick like Draymond. All black noob say box. Young nigga quick to get a tag like Draymond. All black down the face on. Chopstick kick a nigga quick like Draymond. All black news, say by a young nigga quick to get a tag like Draymond.
All right, man, that was, how do you say his name?
Young Sada Baby.
Sada Baby was Draymond. Looks like that song, number one, is doing hella views on YouTube. Came out a little bit mid last year, but we putting everybody on it now because you haven't heard it, so don't even worry about when that's it came out. It doesn't matter. It's pretty entertaining. The video's funny.
Video funny. What you think about it? You liked it? Pretty entertaining. It's cool.
Yeah, it's not bad. He was very disrespectful in there. That's a Jesus
fact.
Christ.
That's Detroit shit.
But it's not. Nah, I'm fucking with that though. It's pretty funny. Entertaining.
That's a fact.
I get to him.
Welcome back to the On Deck TV. My bad.
Nah, I'm gonna say I'm not necessarily like checking for the whole project though.
I mean, I don't know though.
I wouldn't be surprised if he had another cooker though. You
I
know
tell
what I'm saying?
You, okay, I tell you what attracted me to him was that attracted me to his music is that usually Detroit people talking about hustling and drugs and shit, and this ain't necessarily that. It's a different kind of little bounce and sound. True. And I thought that was original and authentic. But welcome back to the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, it's your man, Animal Brown, and we got a question of the week.
What do we have?
All right, so we mentioned that 50's Get Rich or Die Trying.
Who?
Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
The 15-year anniversary was not too long ago, and we were like, why didn't he do a show in New York? That's a layup. Perform the whole project. It's easy. Turns out, he did do a show for Get Rich or Die Trying, but he did it in Australia. Okay? Now, in the next couple of weeks, Wiz's Kush and Orange Juice will be selling his classic mixtape, will be celebrating a birthday. And he's also doing an exclusive show in Pittsburgh? No, he's doing it in London. So my question of the week is, why are they not doing these in the States where you would think that most of their fans would be familiar with those two projects? Is there something fishy going on here? What the fuck is up?
Yeah. Do you think because we are prone to seeing these acts, like it ain't nothing for me or you to go see our favorite artists in one of our favorite cities? Like if Drake gonna be in Houston and that's the show that we want to go see, if you're willing to dish it out, then you gonna go see it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's easy.
I don't know that that's true in Africa or Europe or any other continent other than the United, well, the Americas.
Yeah,
I don't know if they, like 50 can pop up in any place in Africa and it'd be like, oh, okay, 50 here, I can go see him here, I can go see him 2 weeks from now. We can do that.
Yeah, that's
okay. I don't think that they can do that overseas. And when they do, artists, I mean, go overseas and perform these shows, it's a bigger deal.
That's
so
true.
Of course, you're going to go over there for an anniversary because I feel like the ticket price is more so, especially for someone like 50. 50 probably asking for what?
No, he's getting way more overseas than he would
if
he would have
done. Yeah, he probably still get a meal ticket overseas.
Because listen, I ain't going to lie. I saw the video from the Australia Get Rich or Die Trying show. That motherfucker like a festival.
Packed.
That motherfucker was shitty.
When the last time they seen 50 Cent? Probably when G-Unit was popping.
Yeah, that's
10
true.
10 years ago?
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
So they going for the bag then.
Exactly.
Still do the show on this. Man, just do one show,
but think about
man.
How much work it is, though.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to go.
That's true.
If I'm 50, the ideal, I feel like, scenario in the United States would be I do it at MetLife. What is it? What the Giants play it?
Yeah, I think
I do it where Summer Jam is and I can sell that out two nights.
See, I wasn't even thinking Summer Jam, though. I was thinking High Room.
Are you thinking like High Room Ball or something like that?
Yeah, like something intimate. Like how what's name did at the Fox. Like that's just a dope ass event.
But see, if you're 50, you're not gonna do it.
He just doing it for the bag.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's dope as far as the artistic part of it, but
the fan experience.
Yeah, if I'm him and he, I won't say struggling for a bag, but think about how often he get to do this.
That's
not
true.
Often.
He's at the point now where he's not picking up a mic and jumping around and performing unless he's getting a crazy ass bag.
Facts.
So I get it. The Australia show looked ridiculous. The crowd was stupid. And I'm sure it will be the same for this weird show in London. But I just think it would be cool if he did that shit in Pittsburgh somewhere,
and
man.
And to be honest, I think it's an ego thing. It's an ego thing with somebody like I like Wiz.
Yep.
I don't have any problem with 50. But you have a hard time convincing people like them who are like major stars. We talking about Black and Yellow. We talking about In the Club. How do you convince someone like that to go perform in front of 300 people? Right?
But I can see Wiz doing it before 50, though.
I can't.
I don't know, though.
And
Cushion Orange Juice?
I wouldn't have said that had I not listened to It's The Real interview. And it was a great interview. Great podcast, It's The Real. But I feel like Wiz has this perception of himself where, like, I'm a superstar. Why in the hell would I be performing in front of 300 people?
Wait, on that same interview, he also said that he put out the tweet that if anybody wants to come pick up a couple of pre-rolls, I'm at this address, pull up. And fans pulled up and he fucked with them.
To be fair, smoking weed and performing music are two different things.
That is also true.
Like, I get what you're saying.
That 50's
is
not
true.
Doing either of those.
You bring up a good point, though. I wasn't saying it to say that I think that Wiz is Hollywood.
Okay.
As far as his personal, like I feel like that if you were to have some weed or whatever it may be, and you're like, hey, Wiz, woo, let's talk, hit this, he'll do that.
Yeah.
But with that being said, if you were cool with him and you were a promoter and you'd be like, hey, I'll give you this to perform in my club in front of like 200-300 people just on
he
some intimate type.
Shit.
Nope.
He
I'm not
doing
that.
That's too bad, man, because that'll be a dope-ass event. Put that shit on Tidal.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Or whatever, Facebook music. I mean, Facebook video, whatever the fuck. That'd have been lit, man. So that's a little disappointing.
Cooler revolt action.
If you could go to either one of those, which one would you fuck with?
The 50. Oh, 50.
Really?
To get rich or die trying over the Cushion of Orange Juice. Yeah. I would love to go to that Cushion of Orange Juice, but to see 50 perform that, like, and all, and that's what the night is dedicated to, that Get Rich or Die Trying. Come on, man. Like, I remember being in the club and they played In the Club six times in a row. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that would be more of an event to me.
I can respect that. On Deck of the Week, did you have somebody? Because I do if you don't.
Who you got for On Deck of the Week?
Man, shout out. We on Twitter with this, at Real Chris Platt.
Okay.
He holding us down in East Lansing, Michigan.
Shout out East Lansing.
I know, right?
Are you saying that because you just went up there this week?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Chris Platt has his own podcast, too.
Okay.
And one day we're going to link up, man. We got to jump on this show, man. Jump on our shit.
Let's do it.
Schedule's kind of crazy, but we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
So shout out to him, man. He supported the show, man. Good looking, bro.
Appreciate that. At Chris Platt. That's the at name?
At Real Chris Pratt.
Oh,
Chris Platt.
R-E-A-L.
Yeah.
C-H-R-I-S.
Yes, P-L-A, two T's, E.
All right, at Chris Platt, On Deck of the
Week. At Real Chris. Come on, man. Get the man name right. Man,
at Real Chris Platt.
Shit.
On Deck of the Week. We appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely. New music, Rich the Kid album come out this week. How excited are you about that?
He getting a divorce, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. Who knew he was fucking married, though? Hey, man, when I was 20.
His wife knew.
When I was 24, 25, nigga, I couldn't even spell marriage, nigga. I want no parts of that shit.
He getting a divorce because allegedly.
He been out here shaking it.
With Blac Chyna.
And a couple of other people.
Oh, okay, it's a wrap.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you getting a divorce off that Blac Chyna head, I know, number one, you're super hot
about that.
That. You risked it all for nothing.
For that? Hot about
so it. So I hope he was getting it in. Malaya, I think, was one of them. Now that makeup.
He was shaking it.
Yeah, he was getting busy. Richard Key got a little hit out with Kendrick. He didn't know what to do.
What is the name of that song?
New Freezer.
Oh, okay.
We play that early as fuck on the show. Don't That's worry about it. Also, Royce da 5'9 solo album, Book of Ryan, comes out.
Mm.
Fresh off that Prime 2. Mm. He back to back with it. Song with J. Cole is banging, and J. Cole murdered it.
He did. That is a fact.
Also, Conway got a new tape, Black Tape. It's a mixtape.
I want to hear that. And Jim Jones coming soon, Wasted Talent. Y'all wait for that. Yeah.
Where's the cricket sound effects?
Yeah, you tried to be silent and not
Where
say
is
about
the cricket?
The new Jim Jones on his way, Wasted Talent.
The new, that's a waste of time.
Wasted Talent.
Also, Trouble just dropped. Trouble and Mike Will, Edgewood.
He got some hella features on there.
He got some hella beats on there.
Trouble got Dream on his album, Drake.
Now he got Weekend.
I mean, excuse me, Weekend.
That song Weekend banging, though.
Is
like,
it?
I don't like, yeah, that song is hard. He got a couple joints on there, man. He switched his flow up, man. I'm not.
That's the worst Drake feature I've ever heard.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Nah, he did his thing on there.
Drake?
Yeah.
That song's some slow.
I like that song, and I like the video. The video killing it.
Oh, yeah, man, because you're a Drake fan.
Absolutely. I'm a fan out like when Rich Homie Quan saw Brian Pumper.
You going to say I used to jack off to
oh
you.
My God. This nigga had to take it that far.
I used to jack off to your mixtape.
No. Nope. None of that.
Oh, shit.
What you got on deck for this weekend?
This weekend, I'm chillaxing, man. I'm getting ready for L.A. 420. Let's do it. If you're in the vicinity, hit me up. Let's do it on deck style.
Absolutely. This weekend I'm in the Ville, where you just left.
Tough.
Catch a hockey game, man. Go to
the Predators.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That should be kind of cool. I've seen one.
Is it cold in there? Do
yeah.
you have to wait?
Yeah,
cold.
It's cold in the. Yeah, the coolness coming from the ice is real.
Oh, that's some slaw.
So it is a little chilly in that thing, but it be live as fuck. Hockey games be lit though.
I'm too tropical for that shit.
Sorry, I'm too tropical.
Tough.
Other than that though, I'm chilling. I need to catch up on some shit. I ain't watching nothing all weekend.
Oh,
so I'm sure it's
God,
some shit.
I'm
out.
Glad you said something.
Here you go, caping for billions.
Yes.
Nah, that shit hard.
Billion season 3, episode 1. Let's go, X. Hey, that was fire.
I can't wait. I gotta catch up.
That was my best of the weekend. My worst of the weekend is that goddamn Silicon Valley. I think it didn't jump the shark, dude.
It fell off last year though.
Nah.
It wasn't good last year.
It was okay. I mean, but you could still watch it.
I didn't finish the season.
Dude, this season right here, this first episode, it literally would have you like, man, what the fuck?
Your boy gone too.
Who?
The dude with the big hair.
Yeah, they need him too.
He gone.
The Chinese guy's still funny, but the main dude is getting old. That act where he can't get shit done, that's some slaw.
That show is a wrap. So, for that, don't fuck up my Veep though. Did that Veep come out? They usually come
it's
out
the last
time.
Season.
It is?
Yeah, this is the last season of Veep. You know, girl had cancer.
Really?
Dreyfus.
She did?
Julia Louis Dreyfus, she had cancer. I think she beat it, though. I think she got it out of her, but she had cancer and they canceled the season. Well, excuse me, they ended it at this season.
Oh, damn, yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, man, there you go. And that was our TV discussion for the night.
Y'all join us for our future TV stuff.
Anyway, man, we appreciate it. Please go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and comment. We see the ratings. Thank you. Drop a comment in a couple words. Yep. Maybe your favorite episode, your favorite host, me, something.
All that stuff, man. Go to the Rap Chat also to participate in the conversation. We love that. And rate, subscribe, like, do all of those things. Follow On Deck TV Podcast on Instagram and Twitter.
Absolutely.
And we out.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.